Have you ever typed a perfectly normal message, hit send, and then watched your phone turn it into a tiny social disaster? Because autocorrect is not just a feature. It's a prankster with a smartphone and way too much confidence. One second you're trying to say, "I'll be there in 10 minutes." The next second your phone has announced, "I'll be there infant minutes." Which is not only weird, but also deeply suspicious. Today, we're diving into true stories of autocorrect absolutely ruining everything in the funniest ways possible. These are the kinds of text fails that can turn a nice conversation into a family legend, a workplace disaster, or a relationship emergency faster than you can say, "No, I did not mean to send that." Welcome back to Storytime, where we collect the little chaos moments that make life way funnier than it has any right to be. And if you've ever stared at your phone after sending a message and thought, that is not what I typed, then this episode is for you. We're talking about the true, tragic, and hilarious power of autocorrect, the keyboard goblin that claims it's helping, but somehow always seems one tap away from sabotage. We've got texts that went from sweet to bizarre, from professional to panic-inducing, and from everyday to absolutely unforgettable. So settle in, because these stories are proof that one tiny spelling correction can cause a whole emotional avalanche. Let's start with a classic. A woman was texting her friend to say she was on her way to dinner. Simple, harmless, polite. She typed, "Be there soon, stuck in traffic." Except autocorrect decided "stuck" was apparently too boring. What got sent was, "Be there soon, suck in traffic." Now imagine receiving that with no context. Not only is it confusing, but it sounds like the sender has somehow developed a very specific relationship with the road conditions. Her friend replied, "Are you okay?" And that's the thing about autocorrect. It never just makes a typo, it creates a situation. Suddenly you have to explain why your phone turned you into either a poet, a cryptic wizard, or a person with alarming communication habits. She spent the next 5 minutes sending follow-up messages like, "No, wait, and I meant stuck, and why would my phone even choose that word?" Honestly, the best part of autocorrect fails is how quickly one innocent text becomes a full investigation. Family group chats are already a delicate ecosystem. Add autocorrect, and you're basically feeding a raccoon espresso. One dad was trying to send a sweet message to the family chat about Sunday dinner. He wanted to say, "Can't wait to see everyone. Bring your appetite." Autocorrect had other plans. The message became, "Can't wait to see everyone. Bring your vampire." A vampire in a family dinner invitation. The chat immediately exploded. One sibling asked, "Why would we need a vampire?" Another responded, "Is this one of Dad's jokes?" And their aunt, who never misses a chance to be dramatic, replied, "I knew something felt off about this invitation." The dad had to jump in and clarify that, no, this was not a gothic barbecue, and no, nobody needed to bring a vampire, a bat, or any other creature of the night. But the damage was done. For months after that, every family event became, "Don't forget to bring the garlic," and, "Is the vampire coming too?" That's the magic of a great autocorrect fail. It doesn't just embarrass you once, it becomes part of your family mythology forever. Now let's move into the danger zone, work messages. Because texting your cousin that you're making custard instead of making dinner is funny. Accidentally telling your boss something wildly inappropriate in a professional email, that is a whole different level of heart-stopping. A man was sending a quick update to his manager about a project deadline. He meant to write, "I'll finish the report tonight and send it first thing tomorrow." Instead, his phone changed "finish" into something else entirely. The email said, "I'll finish the report tonight and send it first thing tomorrow." Now that might sound harmless, except his boss responded with, "I didn't know the report required fishing." He tried to recover with a laugh and a quick explanation, but autocorrect had already made him look like a man sending professional email from the middle of a lake. And this is the real danger of autocorrect. It doesn't care about your reputation. It doesn't care about your promotion. It sees a word and thinks, what if we made this slightly weirder? Then, just when you're trying to maintain your dignity, your keyboard quietly pushes you into a ditch. Autocorrect and romance are natural enemies. One woman was texting her boyfriend to tell him she missed him and couldn't wait to see him later. Cute. Sweet. Normal relationship stuff. She typed, "I've been thinking about you all day." But autocorrect decided to swap one word and suddenly the text read, "I've been licking about you all day." Licking. Which is not romantic. It's not poetic. It sounds like a dog with emotional issues. She saw the message after it sent and nearly threw her phone across the room. Her boyfriend replied, "Should I be concerned?" She immediately sent 10 frantic follow-up messages explaining that no, she was not, in fact, sitting around licking his face in absent-minded devotion. There's something especially brutal about autocorrect in a relationship because it can turn a perfectly tender moment into a sitcom scene in about 0.2 seconds. One tiny word and suddenly your soulmate thinks you've been possessed by a confused gremlin. Some of the most painful autocorrect stories happen when the wrong person receives the wrong message. A woman was trying to text her grandmother that she was coming over to help with the garden. She meant to write, "I'm bringing over some plants." Autocorrect, in its infinite nonsense, changed it to, "I'm bringing over some pants." Her grandmother called immediately. "Why are you bringing pants?" And that's the moment you realize older relatives do not need the full backstory. They don't want the tech explanation. They want answers. So she tried to clarify that she meant flowers, soil, and a few pots, not a suitcase full of trousers. But now her grandmother was locked into the idea that she was about to arrive like a very confused department store. For the rest of the week, the grandma kept teasing her about the pants delivery. Honestly, grandparents are the best audience for autocorrect disasters because they will never let you live it down, and they'll somehow make it even funnier every time they repeat it. This one is peak autocorrect chaos. A man was trying to tell his friend he was sick and needed to stay home from a hangout. He typed, "I'm throwing up, can't make it." But the phone decided "throwing" was not dramatic enough and changed it to "throwing a cow." So the text said, "I'm throwing a cow, can't make it." Now, if you receive that message, you have several immediate questions. First, what? Second, where? Third, why are you informing me like this is a normal scheduling conflict? His friend called him instantly, because obviously this sounded less like a cancellation and more like an agricultural emergency. He had to explain through coughing laughter that he was not, under any circumstances, hurling livestock around his apartment. And that's the weird brilliance of autocorrect. It can take a simple, sincere message and make it sound like you've entered a chaotic parallel universe where your physical condition is, "I am currently in combat with a cow." After enough autocorrect disasters, people start developing survival habits. Some become suspicious of every word before they hit send. Some read texts out loud in a panic. Some start using the most boring, plain language possible just to avoid trouble. Instead of "see you later," they type "see you later." Instead of "I'm excited," they type "I am excited." No contractions, no flair, no trust. Because once autocorrect betrays you, it's hard to recover emotionally. But here's the funny part. As annoying as it is in the moment, autocorrect has also given us some of the greatest accidental comedy ever created. It's like your phone is constantly trying to write a sitcom, one typo at a time. And sure, it may ruin your dinner plans, confuse your boss, and make your grandmother think you've become a pants courier, but it also gives us stories we'll be laughing about for years. Because the truth is, everyone has an autocorrect horror story. Everyone has sent something they immediately regretted. Everyone has stared at their screen in disbelief, whispering, "How did my phone make that worse?" And maybe that's why these stories feel so universal. They remind us that no matter how polished or careful we try to be, life still has room for a little nonsense. So let's recap the beautiful disaster that is autocorrect. It can turn a normal message into a mystery. It can make family chats completely unhinged. It can make work emails sound like you're fishing for reports. It can ruin romance in one tiny word. It can embarrass you in front of grandparents. And it can make a sick day sound like a livestock crisis. But it also gives us one important lesson. Never trust your phone to understand your soul. Proofread. Breathe. And maybe, just maybe, send the message before your keyboard decides to improvise. If autocorrect has ever betrayed you, you are absolutely not alone. And if your story is somehow worse than the ones we talked about today, I need to hear it. Drop your funniest autocorrect disaster in the comments, because honestly, those stories deserve their own museum. If you enjoyed this video, make sure to subscribe to Storytime for more funny, warm, and wonderfully chaotic tales from everyday life. And if you want even more relatable comedy, stick around, because the next one might just be about the tiny inconveniences that somehow become the biggest disasters of all. Until then, double-check your texts, trust nothing, and remember, your phone may be smart, but it is definitely not on your side.